Hey!
Ah, whoa! Damn, girl. Wow. I almost let fly with naughty stuff.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Sorry for the yelling, but Sluggo's way hungover.
I'm hungover,
and that
man.
Makes me want to yell at him.
I'm very, very tired. I don't know, man. It's all good.
Why do you sound like a stoner now?
I'm practicing for the weekend. I just figured I should get my drink on last night.
I mean, you did, for sure. That's one thing you did.
And I was listening to this little radio station. I listened to Greg Beharrell. Uh-huh. He's a very funny dude. I don't know if it's when I was really drunk and had quite a few
smokes. I think it helps.
Yeah.
But he's for all of us.
He's a very humorous fellow.
Yes.
And I don't know, we play some loud rock. It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
I like this station.
Is this the first time you've listened?
Oh, yeah. I've never listened to it.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
All right.
Concert behavior. When you go to a concert, things to do and not do.
Okay, good. That's, you know, as
pretty
we slowly,
list.
Yeah, get back
actually,
into it.
Actually, it's a list of one.
Oh, wow.
It's
okay.
One thing.
That's going to take a long time to get through that.
This is groundbreaking for me.
Mm-hmm.
Men who mumble.
Yeah. What about them?
Are considered sexier.
Oh, we're definitely we're really crazy.
I've spent a lot of time mumbling with all my moments with.
Yeah, that's true. And I've been told so many times that I mumble.
Well, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
And I've always thought that's embarrassing. I didn't know it was sexy. How great is that?
I could have told you that.
We're going to talk about sports gambling today.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. That is a man. It's so much easier to lay down some bets these days than it used to be.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, man.
You can bet like at halftime of a basketball game. Yeah. I mean, at a quarter. It's crazy.
That's awesome.
There's a lot of ways you could lose your money. And also the Kevin and Sluggo confessional.
Oh, I saw that on the list.
Yes.
What is that? I'm afraid.
Well, we're going to have to discuss off the air a bit.
Okay.
Before we get to
I might have to leave before that happens today. I might have a doctor's appointment or something.
Yeah, well, we'll see. That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We have tickets for Hella Mega Tour.
Yes.
Which is Friday at Dodger Stadium.
Yep. Weezer, Fall Out Boy, those guys right there. Tickets on sale as we speak at Ticketmaster.com. I'm trying to figure out how we should give them away. What should we torture people with?
I mean, usually we talk about that stuff off the air, but we can
I guess we'll do that. Sure, okay. Hey, you know, let's have them go through their bank account and
whoever sends us the most money gets
there you
tickets.
Go
we're actually a broker now.
It's always that way.
Let's talk about concerts while we're talking about the Hella Mega Tour. There are other people at shows.
Occasionally there's more than one person there,
right,
besides yourself,
right?
Sure.
So maybe keep that in mind. If, say, you're at a concert in Santa Cruz seeing the punk band Turnstile, and you have to drop a deuce, maybe leave the pit.
Oh, there's an idea.
Maybe walk away from the pit to a different area where they have little receptacles.
Oh, yeah, there's those porcelain things or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, some
and
sort of plumbing.
You can make a deposit there.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, well.
You can release the Kraken there. You don't have to.
Release the Kraken.
You don't have to. Why would you? How come?
Well, no, so this dude was in the pit.
Yes.
At the Turnstile show.
Yes.
And he just let go.
And people have been trying to figure out who it was, but they can't.
Oh.
So there have been like different people that have been tweeting. There were people in the pit that were like looking at different angles and stuff, trying to figure out who it was.
Well, I mean, if you're in the pit, sometimes, I guess.
No.
If you're an amateur.
No.
Or whatever.
No.
I know,
walk away from that pit.
Might let go. Well,
no.
Maybe he didn't know. Maybe he got bopped in the gut or something.
Maybe what just what came, is wrong with you?
I'm just trying to come up with some
reason.
Why would
you give him the benefit of the doubt?
But at the very least, go, oops, I pooped. Everybody probably better get out. Of course, nobody's going to pay any attention to you in the middle of a...
No, but let's say somebody else
was
at that show and they were really excited about stage diving.
Sure.
And let's say... Yes, and let's say that they... You know, for the sake of argument, stepped in it.
Right, or face planted.
No, got stepped in it.
Okay.
This is going somewhere. I'm not asking you to guess.
Okay. I like to guess.
And he ran up on the stage.
Oh, no.
And dove, and then it was...
On the stage.
On the stage.
For Turnstile to enjoy while they are playing.
Yes.
A lovely, what a wonderful smell you've discovered.
Why? How come?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's my question.
So they haven't really narrowed it down who it was. Huh?
No. It's a phantom pooper.
We had one of those.
Who? Yes, we did.
Other
and I asked the same question. Like, what are you perhaps thinking?
Yes. What did you not
is
grow
it,
past?
Do you think it's funny?
At age two.
Do you think that's why they would do it?
You just didn't get it. I don't know.
Or maybe it was their favorite song.
Maybe they thought it was a terrible song. Maybe they didn't
maybe
think they were very good live.
Maybe that was a statement.
Yeah, maybe it was a critique of Turnstile.
This is what I think of that song. I'm just saying there are other people, and can we act like we're, I don't know, humans?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've only been to like 7 or 8 shows where someone pooped in the crowd, so.
I'm sorry? Oh, you're joking.
Yes, woo! Rather. That is a new level.
I mean,
level.
I did at the Foo Fighters last Thursday, but I'm just saying that was an exception.
Right.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That song puts me in mind of Scott Pilgrim. I love that movie.
Oh, yes,
great
you do.
Scene with it. And I've never seen that one sober. There's a couple movies
You've never seen any movie sober.
Sid and Nancy is one.
Let's be honest.
Never seen it like in a straight mind at all.
Straight mind.
Yeah.
This is a bizarre study. Okay. And I'm going to bring it up because it, I think, helps me.
Yeah.
You know,
really?
I was complaining about having the name Kevin.
Yeah, just the other day. Yeah. Bad name.
Just everybody has decided they're going to turn on it.
Yep.
At this point in my life.
Yeah.
Communication may be the key to a healthy relationship, but is mumbling what really drives women wild?
Speaking from experience, I don't think so.
A new study.
I mumble like
you
crazy.
Will be oh, very yeah? surprised,
all
Lego.
Right.
You and I are going to be very sexy at
nice.
The end of this.
Oh, hot.
A new study finds men who don't speak very clearly may actually have an edge when it comes to dating.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm guessing because they can. You can fill in the blank that way. She can just decide, oh, well, he probably said, wow.
But don't you think, but what they're saying is women are attracted to guys who mumble.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I've always thought maybe that was bad and my inability to speak. Scientists with the American Institute of Physics say males who speak less clearly tend to be more attractive to the opposite sex because women see it as a sign of masculinity.
Really? Because I'm too lazy to open my damn mouth and actually pronounce the words?
I don't know. This is odd.
I don't do that very often.
Conversely,
and it does feel weird.
Men find precise pronunciation alluring because it signifies femininity.
I guess that's true because I was just thinking, I mean, that, you know, the exact opposite.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
I think we're going to need to talk to some women.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
that's a good excuse, dude.
No,
I like these excuses you come up with.
No, I'm
that's
saying.
Awesome.
How dare you? I'm saying that all of my moments with
are always
that I've been embarrassed of
mumbling, stumbling
is working.
Yeah.
No, I'm
yeah.
just kidding. The UCI team have now discovered women actually like it, contrary to popular belief.
I don't know.
That a bizarre study?
I bet it's a mumbler who put this together.
Just somebody that wanted to write an article for himself?
I think I'm going to write about how good it is to mumble because everybody just thinks it's really lame.
All right. So, women.
Is
this a thing that you're drawn to? People who mumble?
Ladies!
Really?
Calling all ladies!
I'm sorry. Doesn't that surprise you? I don't even
totally.
Believe it.
I don't either. I don't think that's true. Yeah, let's find out.
818-955-KLOS. If you're attracted to men who mumble and don't speak clearly or well.
Like this gentleman.
Clearly
here.
Well.
Listen closely.
Hey, this is Eddie Van Halen.
And Michael Anthony.
And you're listening to 95.5 KLOS.
The station that rocks.
Wait, what's the number again? One more time.
818-955 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. KLOS, hello.
I know, I heard Van Halen.
You did hear Van Halen, yes, but we're not giving away tickets right now.
All right, what are you giving away?
Nothing.
Oh, man.
Sorry. Okay, bye. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I think it's bullshit. Girls who, the only females that like people, guys who mumble are females that mumble themselves.
Oh, I see. So you think mumblers are attracted to mumblers. That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, of course. I don't like mumblers. Do you like mumblers?
I mean, I sort of have to. I'm sort of forced into that position. Thank you for calling. Ladies, do you find mumblers attractive? 818-955-KLOS. Listen.
Yeah.
I thought I had a loophole. 955 KLOS on California's rock station. I mean, did we get any women that called in technically to say that they are turned on by guys who mumbled? No, not technically.
I didn't get any of that at all, man.
So maybe this study is
what we were
wrong.
Afraid. Yeah. Not.
So I'm not a winner?
Yeah.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
So, did you get to at least say I challenge you to a drool, or did the security...
Hold on, a drool.
Drool.
I challenge you to a drool.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
All right, so I feel bad because I had our production guy make a new one.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
a new intro?
Well, yeah, when everybody said that it was sexy when guys mumble.
Oh, man, we were so excited about it.
I thought.
Maybe.
Great news for me.
Yeah.
And here's the new one.
And now, a moment with Kevin. That feels gross, dude.
So, did you get to at least say, I challenge you to a duel?
Right,
sure.
You got it. Yeah, all right. But it's really good music, though.
So we're not going to be
it's
using that.
It's pretty exciting, actually. I kind of like it, actually.
You're visibly excited. That's not what we wanted.
You know, I've never heard Stu talk quite so.
He was into it.
Shaft. Yeah.
I told him to try and sound like Shaft.
Shut your mouth. Iguana, iguana, iguana. All right. It's the first of
what
the month.
What does that mean?
You know, it's the first day of September.
Right.
And some people believe you're supposed to say rabbit, rabbit, rabbit in the first day of the month for whatever reason.
Yeah. Right
at the gate. Yeah.
I,
it doesn't work for
dumb.
Me. Yeah, it doesn't work for me. So I
so
tried
you're going
to,
with iguana?
Yeah, I started something new this morning, and I think I'm feeling better already. A lot of money has come my way.
Has it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So
you
iguana,
said you were super hungover.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Well, that's maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's what it is.
I would like you to guess the global sports betting industry last year, 2020.
Oh, how much went through the whole...
How much money was wagered, won or lost?
$50 million.
$203
billion. Damn.
$203
billion. Wow.
How crazy is that?
How much of that was yours?
I'm not a big gambler on sports.
Yeah, no.
No, because the teams I'm a fan of, you know, sometimes you'd have to... bet against if you're really a good bettor.
Yes.
And I don't want to bet against a team that I'm, you know, so.
That's a good excuse.
I don't really, the only thing I gamble is when I go to Vegas, I play blackjack and I play poker.
But right.
Other than that, I don't really.
Right.
I don't really
no
bet
horses.
On sports. I don't bet on horses. I don't bet on
boxing.
Basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
I know like at halftime you can bet on whether a team's going to score more points.
No, but you do weird bets. Like when you go to the baseball game, you'll be in the stands betting.
Well,
That's awesome betting though.
Yes, but that's just gambling amongst friends.
Yeah. Which is awesome. For points, of course.
So, for example, at a baseball game, if the catcher throws the ball out to the pitcher's mound when they're changing fields, does the ball stay on the pitch, on the dirt, or does it go into the grass? You know, you bet on things like that.
Out of the stands. That's awesome.
I don't think that counts toward this $203 billion.
Probably not.
In the U.S.
Wow.
Isn't that scary?
Wow. Just last year.
ESPN is apparently thinking about a bid of a $3 billion merger with... a betting company.
Really?
Yes. I mean, I remember when the NFL could not have anything to do with gambling.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, at this.
You know.
Fantasy sports.
Yeah.
Oh, it's bringing in hundreds of millions of dollars.
What do you think that is? Do you think it's because with that kind of cash on the line, they're going to start muscling in and trying to get people to throw the game? I mean, what is the fear there besides?
I don't know.
Or is it just one of those, it's an old blue law. You shouldn't do that sort of
thing. I think that's what it was for a long time. Because the NFL gave in and now they have their sports betting everywhere.
Sure.
Everywhere.
Because people love to do it.
Yes.
I mean, who cares if you want to?
So we would like to talk to you if you are a sports better and how much you've won or lost.
It can,
the bigger the better.
Yeah, big wins, big losses.
818-955-KLOS. I don't really bet on sports, but I do have friends that will, you know, be watching college basketball on one TV and a pro football game on another.
Because they got money right now.
And a basketball game somewhere in a horse race. And you just go, how can you even keep track of that?
And how do they get a hold of their bookie? Like,
the bookies are available.
Right.
Yes.
I mean,
they're right there.
They're right there. They're above board these days for the most part, to some degree.
For the most part.
For the most part, yeah.
I mean, not the people I know, but yeah, for the most part.
It used to be you'd have to go in the other room and make a call to your bookie.
I mean, that's still... happens a lot for friends of mine.
Yeah, yeah.
But to me, that just makes it not fun.
Yeah.
Because you can win three of them and lose a horse race that you don't even know anything about.
Right.
You go, well, that sucks.
Right, right. So do you know anybody who's won huge amounts of cash?
Yes, but I can't say.
Yeah. Like what kind of money?
I shouldn't have started this.
I always like to find something we shouldn't talk about.
Over $100,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
One? Over $100,000. Not lost.
I don't won over $100,000, but I don't know about like lifetime.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe where that balance. I mean, if you're making that kind, winning that kind of money, you've probably lost.
If you're behind $900,000, it doesn't help you a lot. You're only down $800,000.
Sure.
So, also, there was a woman who bet on the Super Bowl with her husband and her boyfriend, and the bet was anal. So I thought that was interesting.
Did she win or
lose? She lost that bet.
Oh dear.
Yep. We had her call us back and give us the update.
Yeah, that would be one.
It was not. All right, so you've lost or you've won money gambling on sports. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. This hour before 5 o'clock, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to see KISS End of the Road World Tour, which is going to be September 9th at Five Point Amphitheater in Irvine. Or you can go to the Hella Mega Tour, which is Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy at Dodger Stadium on this Friday night.
Yeah, we're going to have a choice or a fight or something between now and 5.
On your fight.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we do?
Yeah.
Let's talk about gambling on sports. You do it?
So I have $50 left in my account that I have. And I was like, you know what? Let me throw it on a 7-game parlay for $50. Next thing you know, on the weekend passed, I checked my account again, I hit $6,000.
Nice.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
How did that work?
Are you telling me that you weren't following the 7 games that you put into a parlay to know that you had won?
I was so busy that day, man. I had so much stuff to do, so I was like, forget about it, you know? It's just $50.
Yeah, set it and forget it. $50, but man, $6,000.
$6,000.
Wow, that's awesome, man.
Nice.
That's so that maybe that's the method, you know? You just throw money on something and walk away from it and come back later.
Yeah, it usually works.
Yeah.
It all works that way, sure.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
So the first time I betted something, I was 6 years old. I was betting on one of my dad's things.
I'm sorry, did you say six?
Would you have crayons to bet?
No. No, I was betting for my dad. He told me to bet for him, and I ended up winning like $2,500.
What?
Every quarter, I got it. Yeah, it was the worst odds, but I ended up making the most money.
Oh, it was one of those Super Bowl pools where you get paid off at the end of each quarter?
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. I got you. Okay.
Oh, wow,
you.
Nice. Yeah, I used to play Keno. You know, you could sit there at the restaurant at the casinos fill out the... But, I mean, I was 8, and it was awesome.
That makes me want to take my life. That's so dope.
I played Keno. Listen carefully. I played Keno. I thought you were going to take your life.
No, I...
Come on!
I said
you
it makes
promised.
Me want to.
He promised,
I didn't promise. Let's hang up on this guy.
Okay, thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS. You bet big.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We have tickets for KISS coming up in a few minutes,
yes.
And also the Hella Mega Tour.
Yes.
Which is Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy at Dodger Stadium on Friday.
Yes.
Right now we're talking about gambling on sports. You have?
I do indeed. I have once won a 19 parlay for $26,000.
Woo! A 19-game parlay. In what sport?
19-game. It was all football. It was all football totals, actually. Overs and unders.
Wow.
Yeah, but my whole
those of you that don't gamble, that means if he gets 18 out of 19, he loses. That's crazy.
Exactly. And that's what I've been doing for a bunch of years. And then, ironically, the one time I controlled myself and disciplined myself, over a course of about a month and a half, I won $80,000.
Wow.
But I lost it about... damn near $60,000 of it. I cashed out about, because this was online. See, nowadays you could just do this right online.
In some states, yes, that's true.
Yeah, that's the most convenient way of going about it.
Right.
And so
that's the most convenient way of throwing away $60,000.
Exactly.
You can set it on fire, but it's a lot more fun online.
Exactly.
Dude, thank you very much for calling. Thanks, man.
Thank you, man. KLOS, hello.
Yes, I was talking about, we were going to bet on a horse, and my friends and I put together money, and we had like $5,000, and so I went down to bet on the horse for us, and on the way down there, the road was closed, and the 71 was closed, we're going to Santa Anita, and so I didn't get to the track in time.
Thank God. Do you know anything about horses?
Well, I knew a lot of about them then, you know.
All right, did the horse that you were going to put money on, did it win?
No, it did not win.
So you're lucky.
I was lucky, and so I just kept the $5,000.
Yeah, wow, right?
And so that's, you know, when I became a bookie.
I like it.
Nice.
See,
well,
kids,
I'm gonna,
okay, see kids, it pays to steal.
Okay, thanks.
All right, I'm going to need to get your phone number off the air and give you a call. We're going to make some books.
Okay, you got it. Okay, bye.
KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Cayman.
Cayman?
Yeah.
You're caller 13.
No way, really?
Would you like to see Kiss?
Kiss!
I would love to see Kiss. I've been dying to see them.
End of the Road World Tour, September 9th at Five Point Amphitheater in Irvine.
You're there.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it.
Nice. Congrats, hey, help man. Us welcome or congratulate someone else who's also winning. Can you do that?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, hold on a second. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Shannon.
Oh, Shannon. Say hi to Cayman.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good, Shannon. How are you?
I'm super.
You want to tell her the good news?
I do. Shannon, you're caller 13.
Is that good news?
That's rocking good news.
That means you get to see Kiss.
I'm so f***ing busy. Thank you.
Would you like to go with Jamin? Because he won tickets, too.
Oh, no. We have two. We have a pair for each of you.
Oh, come on. I'm trying to match you guys up.
Yay.
All right. Hold on, guys. Don't go away, okay? Okay. Get your information in just a second. So, you know, I guess we have more tickets, too.
Well, we have the Hell Omega Tour, which is Friday night at Dodger Stadium.
You know, I'm thinking maybe we should get someone hooked up, you know, like, or...
How do we...
Well, it's this Friday. Can you really go? If you can really go...
Don't call us unless you can really go Friday, because we don't want to just waste these.
Yeah, okay. we want you to prove that you can go. The way you can prove that you can go is you can break something on the phone. Have something ready to break on the phone when you call us.
And whoever... breaks something bigger?
Yeah. Right. Whoever's really impressive.
Whoever's more destructive.
Yeah. 818-955-KLOS if you want to go to the Hell Omega Tour and you're willing to break something on the phone.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. KLOS, who's this?
William.
William, can you go this Friday night to the Hell Omega Tour and do you want to?
Yes. That'd be awesome.
This is Green Day, Weezer, and Fallout Boy at Dodger Stadium on Friday night.
Now, we want to send you, but we really want you to prove that you can go, you know, because it's such a quick turnaround. So are you willing to destroy something there on the phone with us while we listen?
Yeah, I am.
Cool. What do you got to destroy?
Well, I'm in my car right now. I'm going to break my dashboard.
Oh, you're going to break your dashboard?
The glove box. I'm going to rip my glove box out.
Wow, I love that. All right, well, do it.
All right, well, here it goes.
I mean, it sounds destructive.
Yeah, describe the contents that you can now see.
Well, it's going to be my insurance, my driver's manual, and my CDs.
You don't need the manual.
So now every time you slam on the brakes, all that stuff's going to fly out, and it's going to remind you that you went to the show!
Oh my God, no way.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is amazing.
Now we're hoping, since you're driving, maybe you could crash into a wall and we could listen to that. No, I guess not.
No, we're good.
No.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Kevin, I'm a little afraid to ask you this question, but when was the last time you had an on-air confession?
That would be June 4th of 1990.
Wow, you even remember that. Wow. Dang. So I'm a little afraid of this subject.
That's the last time.
1990, that's good.
Yep.
Wow.
So Jasmine Sullivan goes on Instagram and says it's time to share your secrets with me.
Right.
And her topic was things that you won't ever tell your significant other.
Okay, right.
But we'd like to say things you won't tell family and friends.
Yeah, anybody.
Well, it doesn't have to be your significant
other.
Maybe
along the lines of post secret, you know, just something. I love
some,
that.
Yeah, or, some kind of secret that you have that you haven't told anyone, and you can give us a false name or whatever, and it'll be anonymous.
Yes, please do give us a false name. We like it better that way.
Make it up that way, yes. But tell us a secret.
Yeah, let us hear it.
It's Kevin and Sluggo Confessional. Now, we have to be very clear here. No crimes.
Let's stay away from that subject.
We don't want crimes.
We don't like that road. We're going to stay on the superhighway.
I'm still bruised from that road.
Yeah, no kidding.
So something that you haven't told your family and friends.
Yeah. Did you have a couple of...
These are ones that you didn't tell, weren't going to tell your significant other. So one is, his daddy's looking at me and I'm looking right back. These are the people that responded to her Instagram Live.
Right.
That she had toilet paper in her booty.
Nope.
Well, yeah, you know, I can't finish that.
But, all right.
Yeah.
Sure. But yeah, just more normal secrets, I suppose.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
More normal things that nobody
all
knows.
The examples that are here because these are really crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But something that you've not told your family or friends.
Yeah, spill it. You never said it out loud, whatever it
Maybe
is.
Maybe it would do you good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To join the Kevin and Sluggo confession.
Yeah, step into our little confessional booth here and spill it.
818-955-KLOS.
Confess! Confess! Fetch the comfy chair.
I don't think we're supposed to yell at them at the beginning.
Yeah, you confess. You tell us your deep, dark secret. You do that.
Welcome to Kevin and Sluggo's confessional. How long has it been since you've confessed?
It's been a while.
Okay.
Well, I was walking around, not with toilet paper in my butt, but I had a skirt on that had a slit down in the back. And I went to the dressing room and I had changed and I tried on some clothes and I came out and I put my skirt on a little bit too high, and I was walking around the store, public store. There was a lot of people, and apparently I had my slit open from the back, and I was wearing a thong. So
wow,
everyone could save me. And wow. As I was exiting the store, there was a gentleman that he told me after I went through the whole store that I was walking away around like that the whole time.
I wondered if anyone would say anything.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, because I think I would feel...
I would have a hard time walking up and go, but I would want to.
But I would feel sorry for you because you don't know you're doing that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, but would you actually walk up and say, excuse me, miss?
I think I would.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's try it out. What store do you shop at? We're going to start hanging out over there. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Welcome to the Kevin and Sluggo Confessional.
I still watch SpongeBob, even though I'm almost 30 years old.
Hey, that's all right. Nothing wrong with that. You know what? Give us four hail KLOSs and you'll be good.
KLOS.
Woo! Nice. Perfect. Nicely done. Thanks for calling.
By the way, I still watch SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah. You gotta.
It's not embarrassing.
No.
KLOS, hello.
I would absolutely never share with the world that I put my ball in your mouth.
It's just never not funny. I don't know why. It's just never not funny. All right, 818-955-KLOS. Spill your secrets. Give us a call now. Oh, no.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Professional it's radio.
Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. KLOS, who's this?
Hello.
Welcome to Kevin and Sluggo's confessional.
Have a seat, my son.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, so my confessional is I was living in Paris, and I'm just coming back from school, and I'm got like a little bit of congestion. And as I get on the escalator to go up, I feel something in my throat, and I reflexively coughed.
Oh,
no.
Not
really thinking about it. And this big old green loogie went shooting right up the center of my mouth, right on the dead center of the guy in front of me's back, a beautiful, expensive woolen coat.
That's fantastic.
And everybody around us, except for him, saw it.
So he didn't feel it?
I was trying to reach over there and grab it off his coat without him noticing, and I did.
Wow, nicely done.
Wow.
Wow, really nicely done.
That's miraculous.
Yeah. Did everybody cheer? Did anybody clap? Anybody laugh when they saw you get it?
No.
Yeah.
No one said anything, but I got a lot of really nasty stares.
Come on, man.
No, I can see that.
No, it was an accident. He coughs, and then he actually deals with it.
Thank you for calling, David Copperfield.
Thanks, dude. That's awesome. Hi, KLOS, confess.
Hi, my name is Joy.
Yes.
Okay. Is that your confession?
I like to snort. Yeah.
I'm sorry, you like to snort?
Yeah, you like to snort what?
No, I like to smell my own dirty underwear.
Oh! That is a good confession! That's kind of what we're looking for. I love that. How long have you had this particular obsession?
How exactly did that start?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So I was sitting on the toilet, and...
I just
wanted to know what it smelled like.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. All right. That's awesome.
I was not expecting that.
I
have to be honest.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
You know, it's a damn shame we had to beep most of what she just said there.
Yes, no kidding.
Wow. Hello, KLOS. You have a confession?
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome to Kevin and Sluggo's confessional.
Hey. Yeah. I wanted to confess something I did when I was like 5 years old.
Wow. Okay. You've been carrying that around a while.
And I'm 78 now.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm 78 now.
Wow, really?
And you want to confess something you did when you were
73
five?
Years ago? I yeah. love you. You're amazing. Right. All right, cough it up.
So I've gone to a movie. I've gone to see a movie with my aunts. Yes. This was a small village in India, okay?
Uh-huh.
So there were no seats. There were just people sitting on benches.
Right.
And there was a lady sitting in front of me with a baby in her hand. And her baby's foot was sticking out from behind her.
Mm-hmm.
And I pinched the baby's foot. And the baby started to cry. And I got such a kick out of it that all throughout I kept on pinching the baby's foot. And the poor mom had to get up and leave the theater, leave the movie because... people who are around her work.
That is fantastic.
Wow, that's beautiful. And did that, so you feel guilty about it over the last few years, or you still think it's kind of funny? Because we think it's kind of funny.
No, well, see, I'm not what I am 5 years when I was 5 years old, right?
Yeah. So if you're five,
what do you do?
What do you expect
I'm
from a five
person now?
Yeah,
you know?
Sure. Sure you are.
You're the best.
You're listening to KLOS. I don't know.
Okay.
Thanks. Dude, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Kevin, I'm sure you'll find this hard to believe, but that's one of my favorite AC/DC songs.
Really?
One of my favorite songs. I just love that song. Huh. Have a drink on me.
That is tough to imagine.
Imagine that, if you would.
This story does not come out of Florida. It comes out of Pennsylvania, but a Lancaster man is facing charges after police say he drove all the way across the state of Pennsylvania. Why would he do that? Listen.
In Jefferson County, a Lancaster man says he drove more than 4 hours to get to state police in Punxsutawney to report that someone was spying on him. The 28-year-old man told state police in Punxsutawney that he didn't trust police back in Lancaster, and he said he was being spied on through his CD player.
Boy, there's some crazy, crazy stuff out
when
there.
When your CD player is spying on you, though, you can't just trust that to anybody.
No, you got to make sure you drive about four hours.
What drug is that a side effect of?
Or what drug are they not staying on to keep that kind of thing from happening?
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
he drove 4 hours to tell them that somebody was spying on him through his CD player.
And that was a
and by the way, the CD player was still in his truck or car.
Wow. And they went all the way to where the isn't that where the
4 hours.
Yeah, but where the
yes.
groundhog is?
Yeah, the stupid groundhog
That's
thing.
That's weird. That's a bizarre play. Well, you trust those police more than your own.
He doesn't trust his own. I mean, that does make sense if you're paranoid.
But I don't know that I would trust Punxsutawney.
I don't either. And
they're
also
probably spying on
and also again, the CD player is still with him. So.
Police say it was obvious that the man was under the influence and hadn't slept in days.
No.
A drug recognition expert was able to determine that he was using cannabis and stimulants. Drugs were also found in the man's vehicle, and charges are now pending.
Just a little weed? What, is he just getting started? I mean, what the hell, dude?
I mean, it sounds like meth.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to get that kind of paranoid and drive that,
that kind
far,
of paranoia.
You have that kind of energy to go that far, too. Just to tell the guys that have the groundhog
imagine,
in their jurisdiction.
Imagine that you are scared you're being watched through your CD player.
Through and then CD player.
And then you go to a police station 4 hours away, and they arrest you. That seems like that's a bad drug, whatever that is. They didn't identify anything but cannabis, but you know it had to be meth.
Yes, Well, he said stimulants as well.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Had to be meth. So don't do meth, kids.
Your CD's watching.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. That wraps it up for us today. Greg B. Harold is here.
Yeah, and Kevin, I wanted to talk to you because I saw Fast 9.
Right.
And I was told by our boss that you weren't a fan.
Well, I mean, it's a movie.
Whoa.
If that's what you're saying. Whoa. But I liked it because I knew that it was going to be a movie.
Yeah, but it had Han. Han, justice for Han. That was the whole.
What's a Han?
I got it.
What's a Han?
I don't know what a Han
you
is.
You can Tokyo drift right out of here, buddy. Oh, all right.
You kids and your films and your fast women and stuff.
By the way, why so soon? You just saw Fast 9?
Yeah, I get around to things eventually. Have you heard about this Star Wars?
No. That sounds dumb. Did we learn anything here today?
We learned don't poop if you're in a pit at a show.
Oh, right. That is a good
That seems like good advice.
Yeah. I better write this down.
Men who mumble are sexier to women.
True, totally true. That's 100% true.
And I think we sort of proved that false.
No, we totally proved it.
And during Kevin and Sluggo's confessional, a 78-year-old man called to confess that when he was five, he pinched a baby's foot to make him cry, and so the mom would take him out.
He was guilty about it for 73 years, man. It's probably my favorite call ever.
Oh, he did a service movie. Today. He yes. got off his chest.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's what we do good for people.
Damn straight.
Let's pretend that's true. Yeah. Let's see.
All right, Greg is wandering in next. Where's your Coke, man?
It's down the hall.
Cool.
Dr. Pepper Zero with cream soda.
Wow. Ooh, that's not bad.
Yeah. I'm going to get you one to try.
All right.
And I'm off to pet the kitty. You've probably seen it on social media in a few different places. It was on this day in rock in 1977 when Rush released their fifth album, A Farewell to Kings. It was on this day in rock in 1979 when U2 released their very first record. It was an EP titled U2-3. They only printed up 1,000 of them, and they were all numbered. It was on this day in rock in 1988 when the Rock and Roll Cuisine Cookbook was published. 95 recipes from various musicians, including Mick Jagger's shrimp curry and Weird Al Yankovic's peanut butter and jelly sandwich recipe.